This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are in for a stretch of beautiful weather. Highs of 75 today. Right now it's 50. It's chilly. I was just outside with TEDDY. So highs of 75 today, 78 tomorrow, 66 Thursday, a little bit cooler, 68 Friday, 75 Saturday, 75 Sunday, and dry till a chance for showers on Monday. It's been so nice. I've been leaving the French doors on the patio wide open and letting outside come inside and inside go outside, and the same with the PUPPY, and everybody's been happy. Dr. Fred Lopez joins us now to talk about something that people are doing with measles, and it just is just eyebrow raising. Fred Lopez, our friend, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. How you doing, Dr. Fred?
Good morning, Tommy.
I'm going to say something here, and Tim, you can bring Dr. Fred down because this is my opinion, not his, and then we'll go back to Dr. Fred and talk about the science of this. Back in February, Louisiana Department of Health said that they're going to no longer encourage mass vaccination, that the state attorney general and his deputy said news release, social media, and that came from Dr. Ralph Abraham, who is a veterinarian physician, a Republican U.S. representative, who is now the I forgot his exact title, but he's the Surgeon General of Louisiana. That's what he is. Well, then later on, he said that they're on alert that the worst U.S. measles outbreak in decades is spreading in Texas and Mexico. Dr. Bill Cassidy, also a senator, said that it's making its way down the I-10. And he said Dr. Abraham is now saying the MMR is a good vaccine, recommended for my parents and the children that they have. It does give good immunity. It's a two-dose vaccine. And I think that's what happens when politics gets in the way of medicine and science. They make for strange bedfellows, including Ralph Abraham doing one thing to stay in the good graces of the governor, his boss, and another thing under the auspices of being a doctor to give the best public health information that he possibly can. That's my opinion of it. That's over. Now let's go to Dr. Fred for the science. Good morning, Dr. Fred. How are you?
I am okay, Tommy. How about yourself?
Still okay. I just wanted to get that out before we started. So there's a story here from the Advocate by Alina Mashke about people, parents deciding to have measles parties to expose their kids to the measles vaccine as opposed to the measles virus as opposed to a vaccine. This is based on something that happened with chickenpox before there was a vaccine. So take me through all of this from the medical part, if you will, doctor, please.
Yeah, this harkens back to those days of chickenpox parties that you just mentioned. Bad idea then, very bad idea today. Measles parties, certainly concerning, worrisome if they're really happening. Measles is something that many physicians have never seen before. And the reason for that is because we have a vaccine that was introduced in early 1960s. In the decade before the vaccine was released in 1963, there were 400 to 500 people dying each year from measles in the United States, almost 50,000 hospitalizations, probably up to 4 million people getting the measles each year. That changed with the advent of the measles vaccine. And in 2000 in the United States, measles was eliminated by virtue of the definition. It says it doesn't consistently spread over a longer than a 12-month period. So it's been eliminated since the year 2000, but there's still pockets of communities that are under-vaccinated where we see outbreaks, and we're currently seeing one of those, as you mentioned, in Texas and New Mexico primarily. More cases already this year than all of last year, more than 300. And amongst those cases, about almost one in five have been hospitalized, and unfortunately two deaths reported during the current year secondary to measles. And this is a vaccine-preventable illness. As you mentioned in the introduction, two-dose vaccine, first one typically given at 12 to 15 months of age, second one at 4 to 6 years of age. One dose of the vaccine, 93% effective. Two doses, 97% effective. And this is against one of the most contagious viruses that we know of that exists. So to take you back, a long time ago, this was a disease that was life-threatening and quite prevalent. Today, eliminated from the United States, except typically in people who are under-vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. And that's true in this outbreak. Currently, 95% of people who are getting measles are unvaccinated or have unknown vaccination status.
So as I understand it, we'll take a break here, Dr. Fred. You can pick it up when we come back. Just to tell the history of this and put all this in context, it was considered eliminated in the United States in 2000, and I don't understand why we take a step backward. I can understand what happened and why that happened, but the logic of it as a parent just defies me. I think a lot of it has to do, and you can tell a story if you like when we come back, about the misinformation that's out there, falsified study that has since been disproven, although the guy never did retract it, as I understand it, in the UK about the measles vaccine. You got celebrities voicing their uneducated opinion on it, people following, looking for a reason to blame their child's autism on. And also, I think the fact that, I don't know where the lawyers got involved in this, when you're a parent and you got to sign that release, the waiver, it does get your attention. But again, I think that's the legal part of it. And there is no medicine that is absolutely 100% safe for anybody. Pick it up. We come back with Dr. Fred Lopez. Measles party's not a good idea. Don't do it. And we'll also address why exposing your child to the measles is not the same as what they're exposed to in a vaccine. 720 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about parents that are having uneducated parents and ill-informed parents having measles parties to expose their children to measles, as opposed to getting the measles vaccine. But Dr. Fred Lopez, who is our friend and our guest, the professor of medicine section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Dr. Fred, there's a big difference between what you're exposed to when you contact somebody with measles as opposed to what you're exposed to when you get the measles vaccine. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, the vaccine does contain a live version of the virus, but it's an attenuated or weaker version, as opposed to the virus that one encounters with natural infection, which can cause a lot of problems for patients who get infected. Most patients with measles are going to get high fever, cough, runny nose, maybe red eyes. Then they're going to get a rash. Some people's course of infection is complicated by ear infections and diarrhea, but there's some severe complications that you can get from measles that might result in hospitalization in about 20% of cases, like is currently being seen in the outbreak in the United States. Also pneumonia, swelling of the brain resulting in permanent neurologic deficits. And unfortunately, about 1 to 3 of every 1,000 children infected with measles can die. So that's why we really want to promote vaccination as a vaccine preventable illness is what measles is. And we should really lean on that to prevent further cases of measles. The vaccination rate amongst kindergartners, for example, in the state of Louisiana right now against measles is about 92.4%, meaning that we're below the level needed for herd immunity against measles. And that's the case that's being seen right now in Texas and New Mexico, as measles is spreading through those communities where there's under-vaccinated or not at all vaccinated children and adults.
What I think is ironic is that parents sometimes, due to misinformation and disinformation, avoid the measles vaccine because of a fear about their children, but yet talk, if you will, about SSPE that can lead to developmental disabilities as a result of having the measles from not being vaccinated.
Yeah, so SSPE is one of those neurologic or brain-associated complications of measles. What's interesting about it is that it occurs in people who have had the measles. The measles goes away, typically acquired earlier in life. And then about 7 to 10 years after the person has the measles, they develop this neurologic disease that unfortunately is uniformly fatal. And that's one of the more horrific complications of measles that we're aware of in addition to the ones that I just mentioned. Again, this is a vaccine-preventable illness. We have a two-vaccine series that results in 97% effectiveness at reducing the risk for acquiring infection. Even if you are in that 3% who gets infected, you're going to have a milder illness than you would have if you had not been vaccinated. So we really need to promote the vaccination. As a state, we need to increase our levels of kindergartners being vaccinated in order to hopefully get us back to herd immunity levels so that we can prevent outbreaks in the future.
I'm up to date on COVID, on RSV.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On rabies, distemper. I think I got everything I need, Doc, but somebody texted in about a booster shot for the measles. Do adults need those, older adults?
Typically not. If you've had at least one vaccine, which is what was recommended up until 1989, you're probably fine. In the setting of an outbreak, however, you may need a booster dose if you've only had one dose earlier in childhood, but not the second dose that's currently part of the universal recommendations for measles vaccine. All kids going into school nowadays should have gotten 2 doses of the measles vaccine, but previously that was not the case. So no, unless there's an outbreak around you, in which case you may be recommended to get a booster dose as an adult.
Thank you, Professor. Dr. Rather, I'm calling you Professor. I guess you're a professor as well. Dr. Fred Lopez, a professor in medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Election season, well, the election's underway already. Early voting for the amendments that are on the ballot. We'll take a look at them from Barry Irwin's perspective, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. Then we'll talk to Mandy Landry, Louisiana State Representative, and get her take on them when we come back. 7:30 time for WWL First News. All right, well, we got a little disconnection problem there, so we'll reconnect with Barry. Meanwhile, I'll remind you that you can celebrate New Orleans' best local music with WWL and Odyssey New Orleans at the Young Leadership Council's Wednesday at the Square. It all starts tomorrow. The weather, as I said, is going to be perfect. Concert series at Lafayette Square in the CBD, free open to the public, showcases all your favorite local music and emerging artists, food, art, and crafts. It's festival time, time to unwind. Come hang out after work at Wednesday at the Square. Lafayette Square starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow. This week's band is Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes with No Babe. It's presented by Abita Brewing Company, the YLC, and WWL. And we are now joined by Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. How you doing, Barry?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Is that different, your organization, is Leaders for a Better Louisiana different than Council for a Better Louisiana or not?
Yeah, well, sort of. We recently went through a merger with the Committee of 100 for Economic Development, which a lot of people might know that name as well. So I think we're trying to capture what we did at Cable with what the work of Committee of 100. So, yeah, it's a new group, though.
All right, let's talk about the – now I'm confused about the group. The Leaders for a Better Louisiana – and your thoughts on the amendments that are on the ballot. You want to go numerically or you want to go however you want to present it, Barry?
Oh, sure. Well, we can go numerically, I suppose. Oh, sorry.
Hey.
I think amendment number one.
Been there,
is,
done that myself just now. So no problem with the dog. We're dog friendly here.
Well, I knew you must have to be. But yeah, amendment number
who
one.
Who is that in the background, by the way?
My dog?
Yeah, who is it?
It's Ico.
Ico, what kind of dog is it?
Kind of a terrier mix with a rat terrier, a little kind of mix of that, and maybe a little Doberman. It's kind of weird.
It's like a terrorist to me. Anyway, go ahead.
Very cute dog. Yep. Yeah, okay. Amendment number one deals with the judiciary, and it really does two things. One, it kind of validates or makes sure that it's clear that the Supreme Court has the authority to deal with or discipline out-of-state attorneys if they get out of hand. Not sure that's really necessary, but there's nothing wrong with that. But the other part is kind of a big part of it. It would allow the legislature to create regional or statewide courts of what's called specialized jurisdiction. So you think of a juvenile court, a family court, a drug court, or now we've been hearing talk about a business court. This would allow the legislature to create these courts, which they can't do now except on a parish basis. They could do it on a – this would allow them to do it on a regional basis or statewide basis.
With an eye toward what?
Well, I think that's kind of the question. I think that was unclear during the testimony what was the goal. We heard talk about, well, other states have a business court. Well, we haven't had any discussion about having a business court. Most people don't even know what it is. You know, family courts and juvenile courts, the legislature and the local jurisdictions can create those now within the parish. So I think the question is, why do we need this right now? Especially when we have what the legislative auditor says, more judges per capita than any of the states he looked at.
Yeah, my eyebrow went up. I don't know if you could raise it or not, because somebody had a reason for this. I don't know why, but somebody had a reason for it, and I would like to know what it is. I'm going to skip two, because that's the big one. We'll talk about that after the break. Let's talk about three, Barry, amendment number three.
Yeah, this one, right now, if you're 17 years or older, you were tried as an adult automatically for felony crimes. You know, you're tried as an adult. But if you're 15 or 16, you're tried in juvenile court unless you commit one of a list of about 16 crimes that are in the Constitution. In those cases, you could be tried as an adult or you could be tried as a juvenile. Kind of depends on the circumstance. Mm-hmm. What this would do is take those 16 things that are listed in the Constitution and also in statute and say the legislature can now choose other crimes that 15 or 16-year-old kids can be tried for as adults. As it is now, voters would have to decide that. Under this, the legislature could decide that.
Okay, well, let me take a break. Do you have a position on that one?
We're opposed. We think let people decide.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of these are to give the legislature a lot more power, especially number two. We'll talk about that when we come back, amendment number two. We're talking with Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. Amendment number two would really rewrite the state's tax code, and some people think is circumventing a constitutional convention. We'll see what Barry thinks when we come back. 751, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. And amendment number 4 concerns election dates for filing judicial vacancies. They support that. They oppose Amendment 3, which would determine the crimes which juveniles can be tried as adults. They oppose number 1, which sets up a business court, if you will. Let's talk about Amendment number 2, a big rewrite of the Louisiana Constitution and taxes. And it seems, Barry, to me, when it comes to the complexities of this, this is like you got to assign your trust to the legislature. Give me your thoughts on Amendment number 2.
Yeah, it's tough. It's unlike anything anybody has really been presented with since the Constitution. Our group supports it. And I'll tell you why. It does a lot of things. But it does a lot of things that reformers of the Constitution have been talking about for a long, long time. And a lot of that is to streamline this section of the document, put some of the stuff that's in the Constitution now in statute as opposed to the Constitution. I think people don't realize that most of the time when they go to vote on constitutional amendments, this is the article that they are amending because there's so much stuff in there. And, our group just feels like it does – a lot of good things. It's not perfect, but it does a lot of good things.
So it's in the best interest of whom to vote for this, I guess maybe would be a way to ask it.
Well, I think you can look at it in a couple of ways. If you're looking at taxes, it actually lowers the maximum amount of your income tax that can be charged without a constitutional change from 4.75% to 3.75%. If you're a senior citizen, it doubles your standard deduction, which is a big change in your taxes. For teachers and for others, it pays down a ton of state debt that we have in the teacher retirement system, which is always a good thing because it frees up money for other purposes. But in this case, it's also going to make that teacher stipend that we've been having to carry over year after year permanent. But I do think it does some things that are like reform-minded, putting things in the Constitution or taking things out. It doubles the size of the rainy day fund, raises the cap for how much we can put in there. Sure, there's some things that we wish they would have done a little differently. But when you look at it as a whole, we just think it does a lot of good things.
All right. And what about those who would say, well, maybe slow down, rethink this, rewrite it, do some things, those things that you say could have been done and shouldn't have been or were not done?
Yeah, I think it's hard for me to think that if we went through another experience of this whole thing that we would come out with something different or much better. And I worry that it would come out worse. I think we can work on the things that might need tweaking individually, but we should take a pretty good change, a pretty good document, and let's go forward.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.